Good morning. My name is Melissa, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Masimo Scheduler Add-on Preview conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, Mr. Davis. You may begin your conference.
Great. Thank you, Melissa. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening for those folks who are overseas. We're pretty excited to give you an early preview of the Masimo Scheduler add-on. As some of the partners remember, we tend to get stuff out as soon as we can to you to give you a highlight of where we're going so we can drive business by setting up clients' expectations and differentiate ourselves from the competition. My name's Tom Davis. I've got worldwide responsibility for the MRO portfolio of Masimo, IT Asset Management, and Service Request Manager, and I'll be your host today. The objective of the call is really to give you this preview in a demo format, and to allow you to get a good Q&A on expectations of what this is and the capabilities to differentiate. So we're going to show it to you live. From a logistics standpoint, if you have problems with the link, there will be a replay available both on Extreme Leverage for the IBMers and on Partner World for the partners. I'd ask the IBMers on the call, if you will, to please give the partners the floor on the Q&A, and if we get to a moment of quiet, we can allow you to chime in. But this is a partner forum, but I'm thrilled to have the direct team here. Don Busick has given me a heads up that there has been and will continue to be these kinds of forums for the IBM Direct Force, so this is not the end-all session for the IBMers. But I'm glad to have our community together because we're an extended go-to-market team together. On the call today, we've got a pretty prestigious crowd here. Don Busick, who is the product manager for Masimo. We've got a couple of the architects for Masimo. We've got Nathia and Brian Downey. From the channels team, we've got Mary Gorzinski with me, who's my colleague in crime. So with this, can I turn it over to Don and level set us on Masimo Scheduler and what we're going to do today?
Thanks, Tom. Hi, everybody. So as Tom mentioned, we're going to go through the kind of a sneak preview on something we're tentatively planning on releasing in the second half of 2009. So many of the business partners on the call will remember that roughly a year or so ago, we had a few business partner calls, and one of the things we did was poll everybody on functionality they'd like to see in the product. And kind of the universal answer, the universal number one from our global business partners was planning and scheduling functionality. So we took that feedback to heart, and really that's what we plan on providing as a sneak preview here. One of the things I want to really stress is that what we're showing here is something where, you know, it's roadmap, it's subject to change. This is, you know, not a formal announcement in any way, shape, or form around the product release. This is, again, it's just roadmap around one of the things that we're targeting to release, as I said, later this year. So what we've been doing over the course of the last year is working with some of our customer base, roughly 30 customers, many of whom, and in fact, if they've got a planning or scheduling tool in-house today, it's ones that are using Project and Primavera. We've been working with them to understand their requirements in this space and really develop the proof of concept that we're about to show today. So the format is going to be Brian Downey presenting some and outlining some of the business drivers behind what we've released and some of the kind of the logic behind what we're building in here. And then Nithya will walk through the demo or the proof of concept of what we built. And then we'll open things up for Q&A. So hopefully that format works well for everybody. Brian, do you want to take it away?
Sure will. Thanks, Don. Good morning, everybody. Good evening. Thanks for the chance to talk about this new application, the Masimo Scheduler. Very happy to be showing it to you in this preview. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes describing the project itself, and then I'll be handing it over to Nithya, who's going to show us a demonstration of the proof of concept as we have it now working. In the first release of Maximo Scheduler, we're going to solve the short to midterm work scheduling problem that all of our customers have across all industries. Short to midterm meaning daily scheduling, upcoming work that's targeted for the next several days at a very high level of detail. Weekly scheduling is coming up over the next week or two at a medium level of detail, up to a month or two in advance of scheduling, where we go from medium detail to less detail, and viewing and analyzing those work orders in a graphical form and adjusting the schedules relative to the resource requirements. We're doing that by embedding a graphical Gantt chart into Maximo directly, so that if you can imagine the work order tracking views, such as the plans tab, where you can see a work order, its children, and its tasks. A lot of information is a very dense screen. You have scheduling information on it, but in tabular form. If you can imagine pushing a button and changing that into a graphical depiction of the work, that's what we're delivering with the Maximo Scheduler, which you'll be seeing in a few minutes. The basic use case we're solving in our first iteration is that of the work planner, who is looking at a selected set of work to bring into the view. This is work from, let's say, the work order tracking system, but it could just as easily be the change or release systems. For example, the selected set could be all the open work in my work location for the key production assets that are located there. That would be a good EAM use case. And on the IT side, it could be the rollout of a new application, for example, to the users. We can solve those different scenarios across these different platforms. Rather than managing the work schedule from the tabular application or going through the adapters, as you now need to do to get the data into some kind of graphical format in something like a Microsoft Project or a Primavera or an export to Excel or all the many things that the customers do today to get that data into the view of their choice for scheduling, this new application allows the planner to see the work, see its relationships in the work hierarchy, meaning the parent-child relationships between work orders, activities, tasks, and to see the precedence networks, or the connections between work orders and tasks that dictate the order or sequence that things can be performed in. We'll also show the resource requirements in the chart and give the planner a very easy way and a very highly accessible way to move those work orders and tasks around on the schedule by priority or resource requirements to create a feasible date and save and commit those dates directly into Maximo and print the schedules for the team members and participants. So that's a little bit of an introduction to the project, the basic use case we're solving in iteration one. And I'm going to turn it over to Nithya, and we're going to see a working proof of concept.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning and good evening, everyone. So here is the new application, which is the project Maximo Scheduler. What I'm going to show you is a proof of concept that we have developed so we can demo this for customers and other folks. What the user can do, as Brian suggested, is instead of viewing the work orders one at a time in the work order application, what this application, Maximo Scheduler, is going to do is give the ability to view multiple work orders simultaneously so that you can compare what are the resources required to perform those work orders and come up with a decision whether my resources are overloaded or underutilized, and then accordingly you can move the work orders back and forth. And what it also allows you to do is show the dependency between work orders and tasks. So if you have a dependency on another work order. So like I cannot perform work order 2 until I complete work order 1. Then this scheduler would be able to show you that dependency and also restrict you from scheduling the work order 2 ahead of work order 1. So let's take an example. What this application allows you to do is create different projects. So these projects can be created by a user. A user can create as many projects he wants. And a project contains the list of work orders that he wants to maintain inside the project. The way the user can build the list of work orders in a given project is by picking a save query that's already existing in the work order application, or the user can just type in a WHERE class saying that, show me all the work orders that are in a particular location, say BR400, or in a particular location called boiler. Or you can also say, like, show me all the work orders where I am the supervisor and it is due for the next 7 days. So the query is pretty dynamic. So you can add multiple queries to a single project. And what it would allow you is every time you come to this project, it is going to execute those queries and bring in all the work orders that matches that query. So here on the screen, you see a particular project that says, show me the work order 1160 and 1161. But there are other examples of the query where it can be, let's say, here once again I said work order number 1152-1153. But you can say location equals boiler, or location equals BR400. And you can define multiple queries. So that's what you see on the first table window here. What the scheduler is going to do is, if these work orders already have planned labor, then they are going to come over and show that in the Gantt view. But for some reason, if you have work orders that are not attached to a job plan, which means that they may not have a planned labor, but you know that I'm going to use a particular resource or a particular craft, then you can enter that craft specifically here, like explicitly in this particular section, which is additional resource. So it is going to bring the existing resources that are part of the work order, plus it can also bring in additional resources to be viewed in the Gantt chart. So here is the project that I defined. I want to see these three work orders, and I also want to see my resource load on this craft called lubricator poster. So let's go to the Gantt view. So here you see all the three work orders that I have specified in my query. So here is the work order with the tasks listed underneath. So all the three work orders are here, and the right-hand side top section shows the same work orders in a Gantt view. And here you see the resources. So I have, if you remember in my query, I had specified only lubricator. I didn't put mechanic or electrician, but they came over because some of these work orders have mechanic or the electricians as a planned labor, so it automatically brought forward. And what you see on the right-hand side is the resource load of those resources. So let's get a little more detail as to what the user can do in this Gantt chart. So first is the user can view more than one work order simultaneously. So that's what you see here. And now he can also schedule these work orders based on resource constraints or resource availability. So the way he can move these work orders or schedule these work orders is by just dragging the task. So here is a task, which is relocate associated electrical conduit. So I can move this task if I think that I have only one resource to perform this job and already have another work order using the resource, then I can just move this task to a different date so that my resources are not overloaded. So you can move the task. You can also move the change the duration here. If you think that, oh, this task should not take 4 days, it should take only 1 day to perform the job, then I can change the duration of the task right here. Now the user can also say, like, oh, actually this second task I cannot perform until I finish my first task. Then you can also create the dependency right in this chart. So that can be done like this. So now what I've effectively done here is I have changed the task 2 to a different date. I have changed the duration of the task, and I also created a dependency. Now there's also a logic, a CPM logic here, a critical path method, where you don't need to adjust these dates. If these tasks doesn't have a lag or a lead, here I haven't defined lag or lead here. And I want to just run the CPM algorithm to say, like, okay, now schedule all my tasks. I've defined my duration. I've defined my dependency. Now do a critical path method. And when I click on this button, you might see that things rearranging. So this task would start on the end date of the previous task. So the logic can automatically do that for you. And at the bottom is where you see how the resources are loaded. Currently, what you see here is the load. It doesn't show the resource availability because it's just a proof of concept. But when the final product comes out, we'll also show what is the resource capacity and the current load so that the user can make a proper decision as to when to schedule those work orders. Now, based on your query, you might bring like 100 work orders, and if those 100 work orders require like 10 or 20 resources, then the bottom screen is going to get very busy, and these lines are going to be, there'll be more colors, and it's going to be very confusing. So what we are also providing the user is they can choose one resource at a time. For example, first I want to see how my mechanic resources are overloaded. So I see here, okay, this is how my mechanic resources are loaded. Maybe I have only two resources at that day, and I need to move this whole thing to a different date. Then I can move it like this. So now it's not loaded. Now I can move this guy. So now I'm sure that mechanic resources are optimally used. Then I move to the electrician, and let's see if they are used, so they're also fine. So I have done my resource scheduling. And now what I can do is I can just save this project and maybe not commit it. So when you save it, it just saves the session. And next time when you come in, you can just see what you have changed. But it's not going and updating the work order yet. The user has the option to create multiple scenarios like this and save it, but not commit it back to the actual work order. So he can do a what-if analysis with different combinations. And finally, he can pick one that he likes and then click on commit. And what would happen is that would go back to the actual work order and change those dates. So it will go and change the duration of the task, it will change the date of the task, and also will create the dependency. However, you can also remove dependencies here. You think that this particular task is not dependent on each other, then you can just select and click on this. So I can remove the dependency between the tasks. And now I can say, yes, these two can be done parallelly. And I can move it. So that's a quick demo of the Maximo Scheduler. Once again, the screen labels and stuff may not be exact. When the product comes out, it might be a little different. But this is the proof of concept. And any questions? Any
questions, comments,
thoughts? Really, our point behind this was to give the business partners a sneak preview on, you know, functionality that's in our roadmap. The thought is that, you know, really we're all one global team, and so we wanted to make sure that there's some, you know, that we operate in lockstep. So as we came through and built up this proof of concept, we wanted to make sure that that all the business partners were kind of educated on exactly what we're coming out with or what we're proposing to come out with later this year. Any questions or comments or thoughts?
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Steve Stum.
Yeah, actually, I got a couple if I can ask them. The first one is there status rules that govern the moving of the Gantt bars? In other words, if a work order is an approved status, can you still move the Gantt bars all around? And again, I have a couple more questions if I can ask them after you answer that one.
The current thinking is The Gantt would not show any canceled or closed work orders. However, it would show you any completed tasks, because certain other tasks may not be completed yet. So when you look at a work order, it's going to show all the tasks, including the completed tasks within a work order. But the user would not be able to move those completed tasks. With respect to approved work order, we are not having any business rules that are different than what is there in work order today. So if work order allows you to change those dates for an approved, in an approved status, then scheduler is going to do the same.
Which it does do out of the box today, so we'll simply follow those rules. Same with the security system. We have a very sophisticated security system with user group access to, you know, rights and privileges and signature actions and all of those things, and we're simply going to use the framework of Maximo for access to the data and the editing of the data.
Yeah, I think the general point is whatever Maximo business rules are enabled within this scheduler function. You mentioned you had a couple of questions.
Yeah, the next one is if you move a Gantt bar so that you're changing the date or you're changing the time, does that then get reflected back in one of the date fields on the work order?
Yes. So the dates that you see on the scheduler is the schedule start date and the schedule finish date. So if you make changes here, it's going to go and change those dates back in the work order.
Okay, good. And can projects as a whole be downloaded to a mobile device?
Not yet in the first iteration.
So what's your thought there, that the Gantt display would be downloaded to a mobile device, or can you
not the Gantt display, or at least not from my point of view. I'm just curious if you would be able to set it up so that the mobile device would download all the work orders associated to a specific project number.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's just built into the, you think about, specifically with Maximo Mobile, right, the third-party mobile products, you probably have to address each one individually, but specifically with Maximo Mobile, I mean, that's just built into the query that you define, that defines what data is pushed down to your device. So you can certainly build in your query, you know, project one, I want to see all the work orders for project one, and that's what gets downloaded to the device. And the changes, just to add one more thing, the changes that you make to your work orders here through schedule would certainly be rendered on the mobile device as well, again, assuming that those are work orders you'd want downloaded to the device.
All right, and my last question is if you have the Gantt view up and you're manipulating your work orders based on the Gantt chart, if you choose to remove a work order from a project, can you do it through the Gantt chart, or do you actually have to go to the project and or the work order and remove the its association there?
The work order comes based on the query. If the query satisfies sort of conditions, then those work orders are going to come. So it has nothing to do with the work order application per se. It all depends on what criteria you defined in your project.
Right, but in this particular instance, I'm asking if you're actually on the Gantt chart and you can move the Gantt bar for a particular work order around, can you also from the Gantt view delete that or remove that work order from the Gantt view and thus remove it from the project?
No.
Not directly from that view, but the Gantt bars that represent the work orders will hyperlink to the work order application, and there you could change its properties so that it would no longer meet the query, or you could cancel it, and that too would remove it from the next iteration of the query. Then when you come back into the scheduler, you can just refresh the data and see the new picture relative to the changes that you made to those work orders. So it's pretty integrated in that regard, but we don't delete from the chart.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, Steve, before you go, would you mind introducing your firm and where you're from?
I'm with a company called CFI, Computerized Facility Integration. We're headquartered in Southfield, Michigan, with offices in Chicago and L.A.
Great. Now that you mentioned the firm, I know you. Great. Thank you. And if other callers in could introduce their just where they're from, that'd be terrific.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Matt Logston.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Matt.
I'm doing fine. Thank you for the excellent presentation, Brian and Nithya. Just a couple quick questions. Like Steve, I have a couple questions. I'll go ahead and do what Tom had suggested, and that is tell you about the name of our firm, which is Cohesive Information Solutions out of Kennesaw, Georgia. And what I wanted to do was to ask a couple quick questions, and that is the queries that you define in a project, are they limited to work orders, or can anything, whether it's a you know, something from the labor table where you have or calendars or anything like that, can anything else be brought in, or is it just limited to work orders?
I think you touched upon three different topics, which is, what I didn't show you is the calendar capability, which is not part of the proof of concept. However, when you define the project, you can also pick a calendar. So that would define the working hours and the holidays and stuff on the Gantt view. So you will be able to select a calendar for a given project. The queries, it currently does work order. It can also do change and release. So those three objects. The model is pretty open. In the first release, we'll be doing only work order and work order related objects, which would be the change and the release. We will also do craft. So at the bottom section of your query builder, you will also see craft. So normally you may not need to use it because if you have a job plan attached to the work order, and if the job plan has planned labor, they are going to come over automatically.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. The second question, has any thought been given to, let's say I go into the work order screen and I pull up a list through a query by example and I get a whole list there. And then what I want to do is instead of defining the project, I just want to be able to, hit the little checkbox to say, hey, here's the projects that I want to see in the Gantt chart and pick those and either drag them over into the Gantt chart or identify them and put them there without creating a project. Has any thought been given to that?
Not yet. That's something that we can look for the future. But for now, it's going to be you have to build a product. You need to have a schedule on the project with the query, so that shows.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind this whole thing, Matt, is we are assuming that a work order may not be touched by only one person. And so that's why we have this session. So you create the project and you pull in your list of work orders. But for some reason, the same set of work orders might be also be planned by some other people because of their query. So what happens is the schedule is kind of looking at your work orders and your changes. So whatever change to dates and stuff you make, it is there with you so that you can perform a WATOF analysis. And there may be your peer might be doing a similar thing, and then you two can compare which is a better schedule and then commit only one of them. So what this project allows you to do is have this multiple copies of your schedule with different resource allocation and then approve the appropriate one.
Okay, and then my final question is, thank you, Nithya, and then the final question is, can assignments be made from that from this interface, the Gantt chart interface, or do you still have to go back to either assignment manager or another means to assign labor down at the, to a particular project? Can assignments be made from this Gantt chart?
That's a really good question, and it's something that's on our roadmap. It's not in the iteration that we just showed you, but what we are doing over the course of the year is doing some very targeted tactical improvements to the assignment manager relative to affecting a bulk group of records like bulk reschedule or auto schedule a set of work orders to a set of selected labor. And that's kind of setting the stage for bringing those routines and those features into the scheduler. So we think that the customers are going to drive us pretty strongly in that direction, and although we can't commit to that on the product plan right now, I'm pretty sure you'll see the assignment manager start to become merged into the scheduler as we go along. We are also reintroducing from the original version of Maximo 5, we're reintroducing the assignment tab so that you can make assignments directly onto a work order from work order tracking.
I got you. Okay, I'll let open it up for others to ask questions. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mike Williams.
Hey, good morning. I'm an IBMer. Question has to do with the connection between the financial management project, if you will, integration to Oracle Financials, if your definition of project will be in conjunction with that particular application.
No, since it's a proof of concept, I think that's where some of the labels may not be right. So it is not the Oracle Financial Project. So what we are going to call this is a schedule. It has nothing to do with the financial project. This tool is purely for scheduling work. So it is like the day-to-day planners that come in and they say, okay, what are the work orders that I need to do or assign for the next 1 week? So it's nothing to do with the finance side of it. Just work orders that can be viewed in a graph, look at the resource availability, and then accordingly schedule those work.
Okay, it's just the use of the word project has, you know, will be a point of confusion for a lot of clients.
Exactly. Yeah, we understand that, and the actual product would not have that term project.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Graham Cummings.
Yes, good morning, Nithya, Brian, great presentation.
Thank you.
I'm also with IBM, and my question relates to one that Steve asked earlier, that being to do with the bidirectional nature of changing dates on the Gantt chart and having those changes made in the work order itself within the Maximo database.
Excuse me, this is Tom. Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Melissa, can you tell me if there's partners queued up to ask Q&A?
Partners, meaning by...
Yeah, other people in the Q&A queue.
Yes, sir, we do have two more participants that have questions.
Graham, if I could just ask, this is for the business partners, and there'll be other forums for the IBMers. If there are other partners, I'd like to make them a priority over the
IBMers. Absolutely agree.
Thanks, Graham. Appreciate that.
Okay. Hold one moment.
Feel free to come back on if we don't have partners.
Okay. Your next question, I do apologize, is Banca Jane.
Hi, Steve, Brian, good morning, and I'm IBMer, and I have a question.
Hey, Banca, this applies again. I'm sorry to be the bad guy, but I'm really trying to give the partners the forum, so let's open it up for the partners, and then if we don't have any more partner questions, let's open it up to you and Graham again. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
You have a follow-up question from the line of Steve Stim. Steve, your line is open.
Yeah, thank you. Regarding the Gantt chart, is that something that will be downloadable to Microsoft Project, or does it interact with the Project Adapter? How will that function?
It's not connected to either of the adapters, strictly speaking, in terms of any automatic download from within the Gantt chart, but of course, the dates and the durations that are edited and the linkages, precedences that are edited in the scheduler would be immediately usable in the adapters. So the products will coexist just fine. There's no push button from inside the scheduler to launch Project or Primavera. But the data is unaffected, and they'll continue to work the same way they do today.
Make sure I'm clear. As a potential user, is it possible to take what I'm seeing graphically on that Gantt view and relatively easily push it into a Microsoft Project document?
Yeah, I see where you're going. Certainly by pulling it into the project, you know, MS Project through the adapter, because the queries are identical. Project uses saved queries of work orders to display the work, as does the Maximo scheduler. But you want to go directly from the Maximo scheduler to a Office document. We do have a print function, but that's a static picture of the schedule as it's displayed on the screen. We'd have to look into that.
Here's the concern.
We don't have that in our first version.
What's your thoughts there? Do you envision your customers needing to do that on a regular basis, or?
Well, a lot of the clients that I've dealt with, although I can see them seeing a lot of value in this offering, they may not see much value in the project adapter piece. So I could see them wanting to be able to take what's created here in this Gantt chart and push it to a Microsoft project document, because then their organization, the Microsoft project document, is going to be the accepted format for communication and for distributing information in the project. So I can see that being a goal. And, of course, the long term, I'm sure they'll be asking you this question at some point, is the reverse of if they have it in Microsoft Project form, would they have any way of pulling it back? Again, I wouldn't anticipate that in this presentation. I'm just giving you a heads up of what I would think a customer would probably end up asking. So the first one would be, is there any anticipation on being able to dump it quickly into a Microsoft Project document?
So it's a good point. Would you see, the basic requirement that you've outlined, right, is to be able to basically take the Gantt view that we've got here and replicate that in project. And the thought would be whether that's through a down through, the integration, or through kind of a download to Excel, which might upload into project and re-represent this, as long as you've got the ability to to view the same Gantt that you're seeing in Scheduler within project. That's really the base requirement, right?
Right, and from a client perspective, what they're going to want to do is be able to give somebody with, your planner skills, maybe your admin skills, the ability to do that. They're not going to want to have to call in an IT guy to do that for them. So that's what they would be looking for.
Okay. No, that's a good requirement. We're just taking some notes on it. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Peter Garnt with CFI.
Good morning. Nice presentation, and I am not an IBMer, so I don't have to say that. A couple simple questions, because we have to put this in place, and I'll just rattle them off, and then you can respond to them. Maximal version release, the forecasted date of that release, and is it going to be priced as an add-on, and how many users have to subscribe to it, and will it work in a secondary license or primary license, and that's enough for you to chew on.
All right, so some great questions. The plan is to, and let me know if I missed anything here, the plan is to release this on the 7X platform, so it would be a 7.1 release of Maximal Scheduler. And again, all of these items that we're outlining right now are tentative. Everything's, subject to change. But on the 7.1 platform, so it would be a 7.1 release of Maximal Scheduler, it would be it's tentatively proposed to be an add-on. So there would be an additional, similar to service provider or the Primavera integration, for example, there would be an additional charge for this functionality. We're tentatively planning on doing it essentially so that the power users of the scheduling functionality would leverage this, and those would be the folks who would have to pay that user fee. Did that answer your list of questions?
Yeah, you got it pretty good, except for the forecasted date of the release.
Second half of the year.
All right, good. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Okay. Sound like the IBMers can jump back in. Appreciate it.
Welcome, IBMers.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Graham Cummings.
Graham,
good morning, folks. Let me try again. And I agree with the idea of having partner questions first. Makes perfect sense. In the context of a response given to Steve earlier, the first question, in fact, or one of his questions, the interaction between making changes on the Gantt chart view and the as I understood it, the subsequent changing of the start and finish dates on the work order record itself within the database. Initially, I was pleased to hear that, and the more I thought about the potential risks that come along with that, the more concerned I was. Can you comment on any limits there are in that capability? In other words, if the manager is doing a what-if, a Gantt chart situation involving a work order makes the changes, then the work order dates change in the database. When the scheduler attempts the same thing, the dates will start different.
Yeah, there are some, okay. Here is where we have spoken to quite a few customers on this topic, and what we found is normally the maintenance planners, when they use this particular tool, the idea is that it could be those planners who do those day-to-day assignments and looking at the work orders in the next 1 week kind of a thing. So they usually don't step on each other because they have their own set of work orders for their location or for their set of assets. However, but still we have done certain logic, some intelligence behind this whole thing. So for example, let's say that you have created a schedule that has these queries and you're looking at a particular work order and you change the date. Or you didn't change the date, but you just viewed it and you went for lunch and someone else opened one of the work orders in the work order application and changed the date. Now, when you once again come back to your project, you would see the changed date. So it kind of does an automatic refresh. So every time when you look at the project, it's going to go and look back at the work orders and see if there are new work orders that are now satisfying your criteria or if there are any work orders that are now close or completed that's no longer part of your schedule. So it kind of does that kind of intelligence. And if there are any dates that have been changed or new tasks that have been added, it's going to bring forward to the schedule. However, what it won't do is, if you have changed some dates, then it's not going to overwrite your modification with the one that is there on the work order application, because the assumption here is that you made a conscious decision to change that work order date. Mm-hmm. And if there are more than one people working on the same work order and changing the dates, the last guy wins, which is the same concept with our project adapters today. The same work order is pulled by three different guys, and then they change the dates to different things. The last guy who updates wins the schedule, so it's going to be the same process. So there should be some kind of, they should have some kind of discipline when they change these dates.
Some procedural recognition of the fact that, you know, when you're preparing to commit, you have those work orders checked out, and you probably want to do that with your own data or do it on a schedule that prevents people from writing over each other's work.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Venka Jain. Your line is open, sir.
Venka Jain, I think if you still have your question, feel free to fire away. You might be talking on mute.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was on mute. Sorry. Okay.
No,
my question is, we can define a project and assign different work orders and do the planning. Can we assign PMs and reuse that project number of times? Especially that would be helpful when we are doing outage planning. Is there that feature is available?
What do you mean by PM and reusing?
Means work order is not yet created and user want to do the planning even before the work order is created.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about something like a PM forecast?
Yes. Actually, this is a typical requirement when users do the outage planning. So down the line, 2 months, they are going to have an outage planning and they would have a set of PMs which will turn into the work orders.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to do the planning, materials, tools, and labor planning well before and want to reuse that project number of times. How can they do it using this feature?
Okay, the first thing is the PM today, what you saw was only the scheduler was working on only with the work order records But in the future, we will be looking at pulling the PMs as well. That is our future plan. We don't have dates for that, but it is definitely in our list. So what we are looking at from a design point of view, maybe at a later stage, is combine work orders and PM forecast so that I can see parallelly, like, okay, these are my work orders that are scheduled to do the job for the next 1 or 2 months, and these are the upcoming PMs. The work orders may not be generated yet, but they are the PMs that are scheduled to be generated in the next 2 months. So you can view both together and also look at the resource requirements for both, and then accordingly change the PM date or the work order date. That is not in the first release, but that is in the future.
Okay. So we can pull the PMs also in that query or no?
Not yet. That's not possible in the first release.
That's in a subsequent release.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Arvind Mishra.
Hi, this is Arvind Mishra. I'm from TCS, taking this call from India, Pune. I had two questions, basically. One is related to qualifications and, the constraint that I have built on the work orders. Mm-hmm. So probably a case such as, a labor requiring a valid visa to work on a particular work order. So whether these constraints will also be honored in the Gantt chart that view I get?
What you see today is the plan. So what you're seeing in the Gantt view today is only the plant labor. You're not doing any assignments here. So you're not. So when we get to a stage where we can do personal assignments to these work orders, then we'll definitely honor those kind of constraints. But currently what you just saw is not doing assignments. It's showing the plant labor, and then you're looking at the load of that particular resource. So if you're a mechanic and you have 5 mechanics, and your work order that requires certain amount of mechanics on a particular day, then it shows this is my availability and this is the load on that mechanic resource. And then you move the work orders back and forth or change the duration or change the dependency. But you're not doing labor assignment yet.
Okay.
But when we do it, we'll certainly, as we said before, I think Brian pointed this earlier, any changes you make in scheduler is going to follow the same principles, same business rules of what is there in work order. So if work order honors those constraints, then scheduler would do it.
Okay. The second question was in relation to, I'm asking this question because I couldn't attend actually the vigils. The meeting I couldn't attend because of the capacity has reached. So I couldn't see actually how the Gantt chart looked like.
Okay.
So Sarah has replied to me saying that there will be a recorded session available to me later on, so I can definitely look at that, and then probably I will have more of my answers will be satisfied once I look at that. But at this moment, I wanted to know whether this particular Gantt chart, is it only in dispatching mode or can it also be worked in planning mode?
What was the first mode you said? I got the planning mode. What was the other one?
The dispatching mode. So can I dispatch from here or I just can plan the labors onto the screen?
Here it is. So you're planning to see when I can start a particular work order. The way this tool is basically for the maintenance planners, like when work request comes in. Now, first he has to look at the work request and say whether it's a valid request or not. And if it's a valid request, he's going to say, yes, okay, that can be generated as a work order. Now, once those work orders start getting generated, as a planner comes in, let's say, on Monday morning, he wants to see what are the work orders that are pending for the next 5 days. And he's going to see all those work orders that are due for the next 5 days and look at the resource requirements. But what he can do now is change the dates, actually schedule when I can start a particular job based on my resource requirements. So he can change the dates of the work order. So it is more a planning tool. Also kind of a scheduling tool, right? So you can schedule work, and planning work is when the PM forecast and stuff comes, but that is for the future, where you can also plan future work based on your current resource load and current other work order load, right? Yes, I have these 30, 40 open work orders for the next 2 months, but I also have PMs coming in.
Okay. So does it mean that for dispatching, I need to go back to the assignment manager and dispatch from there for a particular day?
That is correct for now, for the first release. But once again, as Brian pointed out, for the future, we are looking at even doing assignments right to the Gantt chart, but not yet.
What we tried to do was prioritize kind of the customer's highest mandatory requirements as part of its first release, knowing that there will be follow-ups to hit their additional requirements.
That's great. The last question probably from me is, there any currently restriction of number of days I can plan ahead that I can see in my Gantt chart?
No. There are no
restrictions.
No restrictions.
The time scale of the Gantt chart is very flexible in terms of the tiers and the segments within the tiers relative to, it goes all the way from hours to days, weeks, months, quarters, years. So you can schedule as far ahead into the future as you wish.
Okay, that was great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Welcome.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Jim Sieber.
Hi, I have a quick question in regards to budgets. I was wondering if, probably not in this release, but maybe in a future release, you'd consider having a budgets tab on the for the project so that you could actually examine the cost at that level.
Seems like a fairly reasonable requirement. Actually, if you wanted to write something up that provided some more details on what you were thinking, sure, we'd love to see it and then think about how we could factor it into the roadmap.
Absolutely. Who should I email that to?
If you want to send that to Tom Davis. And then
yeah, thd@us.ibm.com.
Okay, great. And I had one other quick question. I was wondering if maybe the intent is also to perhaps include maybe procurement restraints tied to activities in the Gantt view.
Another good question, and that's also on our roadmap. Right now in the first version that we showed you today, we were working with craft and crew type resources, but our idea is that there's many different kinds of schedulable resources in Maximo, and we're going to be bringing them into the picture in subsequent versions relative to, we talked about individuals and labor persons and qualifications as we roll the assignment manager into it. There's also asset schedules, production schedules, purchasing and supply chain schedules relative to the items and materials, for example, that are required for particular work orders, and as you point out, the the vendor delivery days or the need-by dates on those do play a significant role in scheduling. So those are on the roadmap to bring in more classifications of resources to participate in the schedule.
Thanks very much. Excellent presentation.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm in IBM in pre-sales.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Do you have any closing remarks?
No, just wanted to thank everybody, especially Don, Brian, and Nithya. I think that was excellent, and I hope you all found it good interaction from the audience. Appreciate that, and I think you have the contacts, at least the IBMers do, with everyone on the team. But you have any questions to me? So thanks again, and like I said, this is being recorded. So this will be available on Excel and in Partner World, should you want your larger teams to take a look at this. Thanks.
Very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.